going, guys? KT, KTTV, Touch Talks. So coming off the Kings episode, I know that was last week. Or this week, it's technically, I forgot, today's not Sunday. We moved over, transitioned to a new topic I want to talk about. And it's very rare I talk about these kind of topics during this time of season, but the true definition of intuition, that's what I want to talk about. I think intuition gets overrated these days. It's your grander vision, people say. But how we intuitively speak to people and the intuition you put in is what's going to matter more. Along with intuition, another word comes up that easily pops in my mind. That's just responsibility. I think to be intuitive and responsible, you got to have that determination. The responsibility is a policy that a lot of people forget what's good with that. They just forget, responsibility, this isn't just my daily grind. Yeah, but you're responsible for more than just your daily grind and your daily hustle. You're responsible for a lot of things, believe it or not. You're responsible for other people when the time comes up. You're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for how you see things, opinions, and what you think of certain events. But along with that, the intuition can get skeeved off path. I don't know why I said skeeved, but skated off path, my bad. Early morning. But I see intuition growing. I see it only expanding in the next couple years as we move into the future tech. Because in life, the tech will only, the tech will only evolve, so our intuition should evolve. But along with intuition comes a lot of other factors that I won't mention in this episode. I want to make this a two-part episode. It comes in forms of instant gratification, self-worth, and confidence. Can you be intuitively confident to move forward? There's a lot of things, I'll be honest with you guys, there's a lot of things that I think can be improved, should be improved, and should honestly be moving forward down the road. But we'll see. I think how we perceive intuition will be a big factor in what we do in 2020. Notice how I said 2020. That's the new second decade. And next year is a year that, of course, it's a big year, but it's the building block for the next decade. So we'll see. I can't wait for what's in store. Let's keep rocking and rolling.